was summer productive for you? Was it healthy? How would you describe the few months getting ready for camp next week?
It was good. I feel great. Feeling really healthy going in. Really in a good place. So put in a lot of work this summer, and hopefully it pays off. I'm just looking forward to getting started now.
Your thoughts on the much talked about second line that we're going to see here in a few weeks' time? You put everything together, and I know things can change, but chances are it's you and Nazem Kadri again, and then somebody. How much thought have you given this?
To be honest, not a lot. Training camp, a lot of times you're looking, I'm sure we're going to be, we've had some major changes with personnel, major changes with the coaching staff, so there's going to be some new systems, and I think everyone's going to get a look playing with everyone probably, so it's not something that I'm really thinking about, who's going to play with Naz and I, or even if Naz and I are going to play together. So it's for me, it's go in, be focused, work at learning the new system, work at getting to know the new guys, and mostly, first and foremost, work at getting myself ready for the first game of the regular season.
So that said, if you can see the possibility of yourself and Nazem playing together again, he, as you know, he's a polarizing figure in this marketplace. What kind of year do you expect from Nazem Kadri? What strides have you seen with him?
I would expect him to continue to improve his game overall. Obviously, you know, there's some high-end offensive talent. He's a good playmaker, and I think people forget he's still a young guy and still learning. So I always, whenever people ask me about young players, I say the same thing. Hopefully they continue, they're better than they were last year. Same with Jake Gardner and Morgan Riley and these guys. And that's all you can really ask for young players, to learn from mistakes and improve each year.
Joffrey Lupo, our guest, 826 on Brady and Walker. We had James Van Riemsdyk on last week, Joffrey, and he did talk about the shock factor of how the season ended. Forget getting over it per se, but while you're in a slump like that in terms of wins and losses, when you remember it, was there ever a time where you thought, this is where we're going and this is how it's going to end? It just seems so inexplicable to think about in retrospect.
Yeah, it's tough. I mean, it's just it's another lesson on how difficult it is to make the postseason in this league, and how tough it is to have success day in and day out and year in and year out. So that's another lesson for us. I mean, it's again, we want to start the year well as we did last year, but it's kind of a 7-month grind. So there's going to be times when you're having ups, there's going to be times when you're down, and you got to just try and balance them. And last year we weren't able to do that and kind of stop the bleeding. We had some injuries, and we were a young team, and not to use that as excuses, mm-hmm. but it's something that when we get in a situation like that this year, hopefully everyone can look back on the experience of last year and not let that happen.
Sounds like your fourth line, the plan is for whoever's playing on it to be more active, to play more minutes. That's not a knock on the guys that did that job. Everybody is who they are. But it does sound like the concept is to ease the burden, to get some more offensive output from that. Leo Komarov's back. Who knows? Again, I know players don't worry about first, second, third, fourth line. You go out when you go out. That said, there's a lot of guys in camp who have that kind of offensive jam to them, whether it's Booth, this Condiola, Winnick, Santarelli, a lot of proven players that are going to compete for jobs.
Yeah, I think we got a lot deeper, and we got a lot more experience, which are two things that last year when we had that slide at the end of the year, I think that everyone could probably agree that we would have probably liked to turn to some more veteran players and have a little more depth when guys were worn out and we had some injuries. I was obviously went down at the end of last year. So to have some veteran guys you can lean on that they can play up and down the lineup too will be a good thing. I think it's exciting to bring in guys like a, maybe it wasn't the huge name that people were looking for, but to bring in a guy like Robidon, Polak, and Winnick, as you mentioned, and guys that have played in the playoffs and had success before, and I think that's exciting for us.
So Brendan Shanahan comes in, and we're still early in the tenure, but obviously this is a big name, a Hall of Fame name, a guy that you grew up watching and would have played against a little bit late in Shanny's career. What has the impact been, if anything? Has he talked to you? Has he thrown down the gauntlet to some guys, to you, to the whole team? What's been the back and forth so far?
I've had some couple conversations with him one-on-one, and he's great to talk to. First of all, it's a guy that I always really respected and was a big fan of. So once you get over that part, it's great chatting with him. He's got a real good mind for hockey and an interesting view, and loves talking hockey. And anytime you bring in someone with that resume and not only the hockey aspect, obviously I had a lot of success in hockey, but also has had been a guy that's worked for the league and high up positions like that. I think this is it's a great thing for us, and he's come in and he's been very approachable for the guys. Like, he hasn't been coming in and trying to have scare tactics or anything because of what he's accomplished in his career and what he's done with the league and things like that. He's come in and been really approachable with the guys, communicated with us, and obviously is not afraid to make decisions, as we've seen with the players on our team and the front office.
Element of surprise on your part that James Reimer is still your teammate, I think, at the end of last season. I think it's good that he is. I think it's good for Jonathan Bernier. It's good for him. I think it's good for your overall depth. But at the end of the year, it just felt like maybe the organization was going to look elsewhere. And maybe James, in telling us on the air, he requested a trade. Maybe there was a chance it wasn't going to work out. It did work out, and he's back.
Well, I think it's wise for everyone after a season that doesn't end the way you want, just to take maybe a month or two and kind of regroup. And sometimes, I mean, if you would have talked to me right after the year last year, I would have been, I would, probably in my mind, it would have been 50-50 whether I would have been back. I don't know. Everyone kind of, the way it ended, it just felt like we were all so disappointed and upset with the way it ended. You didn't know what was going to happen, and there was people saying there's going to be major changes, and which there was. But I think, again, if you talk to a player right after the season when he didn't have the success that he was looking for personally or team-wise, you could probably have him say something that he regrets, and I'm sure Ryan regrets saying that. But that being said, he's worked really hard. I'm skating with him this week. He looks great, and he's a guy that, I mean, Bernier was terrific for us last year, but Reimer's a guy that should be able to push him, and they can kind of battle for that number one spot. And if the number one guy is Bernier, I mean, Reimer's is still going to get plenty of games to play. That's the nature of it now. I don't think there's many goalies that do the Marty Brodeur and play 75 games anymore. So you're going to get your chances, and you're going to, that's a really important role on the team. And I think looking at some of the guys we picked up too, we've got a lot of guys that know that role and are comfortable playing it. Like a guy like Leo Komarov and Dan Winnick, and these guys are not guys that are going to really push for first line minutes, but they're guys that are going to play a third line role and kill penalties and enjoy it and know the importance of that role and what it brings to the team.